झुका सकता नहीं, जोरे बातिल अब इसे हरगिज झुका सकता नहीं। है अलम में हजरत अब्बास के शाने लगे, है अलम हजरत अब्बास के शाने लगे। रफ्ता रफ्ता आबरू बरसात की जाती रही, रफ्ता रफ्ता आबरू बरसात की जाती रही। हम गमे शब्बीर में जब आश्क बरसाने लगे, हम गमे शब्बीर में जब आश्क बरसाने लगे, रिश्ते वहदत में एक जा हो गए कुछ इस तरह, रिश्ते वहदत में एक जा हो गए कुछ इस तरह। शाह के अनसार सब तस्बीह के दाने लगे, शाह के अनसार सब तस्बीह के दाने लगे। रौ रिश्ता कहते हैं धागे को, रिश्ता वहदत में एक जा हो गए कुछ इस तरह। शाह के आसार सब तस्बीह के दाने लगे, रौनकें देखी यहां की तो फरिश्तों ने कहा, रौनकें देखी यहां की तो फरिश्तों ने कहा, हमको जन्नत से हसी शह के अजाकाने लगे, हमको जन्नत से हसी शह के अजाकाने लगे। अब यहां से दो तीन शेर खास तौर पे, बच गए कुछ लोग जो मुख्तार की तलवार से, बच गए कुछ लोग जो मुख्तार की तलवार से, मजलिसों मातम की आवाजों से घबराने लगे, मजलिसों मातम की आवाजों से घबराने लगे। शेख यूं समझा रहा है मुझको मातम के खिलाफ, शेख यूं समझा रहा है मुझको मातम के खिलाफ, जैसे इब्ने साद आकर हुर को समझाने लगे, शेख यूं समझा रहा है मुझको मातम के खिलाफ, जैसे इब्ने साद आकर हुर को समझाने लगे। और ये मजमून भी शायद डॉक्टर साहब बिल्कुल नया मजमून मैंने पेश किया है। यूसुफे किन आखिरी शेर है, सलाम का शेर है। यूसुफे किन जो देखे कैद में सज्जाद को, यूसुफे किन जो देखे कैद में सज्जाद को, यूसुफे किना जो देखे कैद में सज्जाद को, अपना सर जिंदा की दीवारों से टकराने लगे, यूसुफे किना जो देखे कैद में सज्जाद को, अपना सर जिंदा की दीवारों से टकराने लगे, रात क्या उतरा सितारा बाबे है दर पर सरोश, रात क्या उतरा सितारा बाबे है दर पर सरोश, हासिदों को दिन में भी तारे नजर आने लगे, रात क्या उजरा सितारा खुतबे ज़ैनब को सुन, खुतबे ज़ैनब से ले शाम घबरानी। एक नारे सलवा चल असगर से बाकमाल के बाद फलक भी रो दिया, असगर से बाकमाल के बाद हुई नाइद जमी को फिर इस हिलाल के बाद हुई नाइद जमी को फिर इस हिलाल के बाद किसी की शान में उतरी ना तत ही किसी की शान में उतरी ना तत नबी की आल से पहले नबी की आल के बाद नबी की आल से पहले नबी की आल के बाद कुछ और मोहरे नबुवत ने पाई ताबानी कुछ और मोरे नबुवत ने पाई ताबानी अली के नक्शे कफे पासे इत्तेसाल के बाद अली के नक्शे कफे पासे इत्तेसाल के बाद और ये खाफिया बंद है शेर खताबन है अजब मसीह थी आवाज पाए है दर भी अजब मसीह थी आवाज पाए है दर भी अजब मसीह थी आवाज पाए है दर भी बदन में रूह पलट आई इंतकाल के बाद ये देखा मैयत सलमा उठी पाए ताजी ये देखा मैयत सलमा उठी पाए ताजीम फिरा फुताब चमकने लगा जवाल के बाद फिरा फुताब चमकने लगा जवाल के बाद अब यहां से शिशर देखिए खुदा ने बांट दिया सारे खुश जमालों में खुदा ने बांट दिया सारे खुश जमालों में जो हुस्न बच गया लैला तुम्हारे लाल के बाद मैं सोचता हूँ अब अपने खुदा से क्या मांगूं मैं सोचता हूँ अब अपने खुदा से क्या मांगूं मेरे हुसैन तेरे दर्द लाजवाल के बाद मेरे हुसैन तेरे दर्द लाजवाल के बाद और ये शेर देखिए जो मुझसे पूछा तेरा तीसरा इमाम है कौन जो मुझसे पूछा तेरा तीसरा इमाम है कौन फरिश्ते रोने लगे खुद भी सवाल के बाद फरिश्ते रोने लगे खुद भी सवाल के बाद और ये आखिरी शेर सर अपना रख दिया आबिद ने खाके जिंदा पर शेर देखिए खास तवज्जो चाहता हूं इस पर सर अपना रख दिया आबिद ने खाके जिंदा पर जो दे खा चांद मुहर्रम का एक साल के बाद सर अपना रख दिया आबिद ने खा के जिंदा पर जो दे खा चांद मुहर्रम का एक साल के बाद सरोश खत्म है अब्बास पर अलमदारी सरोश खत्म है अब्बास पर अलमदारी कोई ना आएगा उम्मुल बनी के लाल के बाद कोई ना आएगा उम्मुल बनी के लाल के बाद फलक भी रो दिया
Mu'mineen, assalamu alaikum. Just a brief announcement before I ask Maulana to come and start the majlis. Today's program is that we'll finish the majlis at Salat Maghrib, inshallah. It will go till Maghrib time. So we have, niyaz will be served after the majlis. We'll request all of the Mu'mineen to please stay here, do the Salat, the Jamaat, and then we'll have the niyaz, inshallah, downstairs in the basement. Also for tomorrow, majlis will start at 2 p.m., like today, and then Monday, which is December 31st, Majlis will start at 7:30 p.m. at night. December 31st, New Year's Eve, we have a special program with Maulana, which is camp for both youth and adults, and that will start right after the Majlis at 10:30 p.m. We have two sessions, one session on December 31st, and the topic is Raising Children in America, which is, as you know, a very important topic for our young parents and also the young adults who, inshallah, will be parents to be soon. Please join us for the program, Raising Children from Maulana, and as you know, Maulana is a Alhamdulillah, we're blessed with him here, and he will be here for that topic. And then next day, January 1st, the program will start at Zohar time. We'll have brunch here at 10:30 to 11:30, and then we'll have Zohar prayers here, and then we'll have second session, and the topic is identity as a Shia Muslim in America. So both topics are very important. All the adult, youth, young parents, all are welcome. Brothers will be staying here at Bayt Walil Asr on New Year's Eve. We'll stay overnight here. And for sisters, they will stay at Sister Hashma Jaffrey's house close by, inshallah. Salawat. आप लोग आगे की तरफ आ जाइए.
Please recite a Surah Al-Fatiha and three times Surah Al-Ikhlas for the following Marhumin: Abdul Quddus I can't read this last word. The second one is Qudsiya Begum, Sayyid Ali Sahab, Amirun Nisa Begum, Hadi Ali Sahab, Bakhshi Begum, Baqir Ali, Mehdi, Mehkri, Sharif Unnisa Begum, Mir Fazlai Ali, and Nafis Hosseini. I apologize if I recited incorrectly. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال علي بن الحسين زين العابدين عليه الصلاة والسلام للسيدة زينب سلام الله عليها أنت بحمد الله عالمة غير معلمة وفهمة غير مفهمة صلوات They have requested for me to talk about Aqilatu Bani Hashim, Sayyida Zainab Salamullah Alayha, and this madlis. And it's a pride for me to discuss few aspects of the personality of one of the greatest ladies of the history of humankind. And this hadith of our fourth imam that I recited, where our imam is saying to Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha that Anti bihamdillahi, you by the praise of Allah are alimatun ghayru muallamatin, you are a scholar not taught. That means not taught by any human on this earth. Instead, you receive the entire ilm al-ladunni, the divine knowledge directly on your qalb from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anti bihamdillahi alimatun ghayru muallama wa fahimatun ghayru mufahhama. And you are a person who has been given the understanding without anyone, that means given the understanding from Allah directly, without anyone on this earth giving you that understanding. This is the kind of personality that we are discussing tonight. And her kunyat, in Arabic we have a tradition, we don't call the person with his or her name, instead we call the person with the father of so-and-so or the mother of so-and-so, which is a way of respecting the person. And the kunyat of Hazrat Zainab is Ummu Abdullah and Aqilatu Bani Hashim. So these are the kunyat. And she is the one that has the masaib and problems and tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right from the beginning of her life, we find that she's about the buka and crying. Because when she was born and the Holy Prophet got the news and he came to the house of Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha, the narration says Prophet got Hazrat Zainab in his lap and he put his cheek over the cheek of Hazrat Zainab and he started to cry. The Prophet cried so much that his beard became wet with his tears. This is right, we are talking about from the birth of Hazrat Zainab, from the early days of her existence. And then when Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha inquired about the matter, and Prophet explains how Hazrat Zainab is going to go through those masaib. And then Hazrat Fatima asks that what would be the reward of the person who cries on Zainab? And Prophet says the same reward for there for the person who cries for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So crying on Hazrat Zainab has the same reward as the buka alal Hussein. This is the greatness of Hazrat Zainab. Zainun lil ab. The word Zainab, literally speaking, means Zainun lil ab. That she is a matter of adornment and beauty for the father. So it's a matter of pride for the father to have a daughter like her. And we find that when Salman Farsi, rahmatullah alayhi wa salamullah alayhi, he comes to congratulate Imam Ali alayhi salam upon the birth of Hazrat Zainab, we find in that occasion Imam Ali was in deep thought. And that's where when Salman asks, we find Imam Ali explains to him about again the masaib that Hazrat Zainab is going to go through. So she's rightfully called as Ummul Masaib, the mother of the troubles and tests. She has been tested since the beginning. Every day of her life she used to meet with her brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Look at the ishq and love she had towards Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Every single day of her life. So it has been narrated that when several people showed up to Imam Ali alayhi salam and proposed for the marriage of, asked for the hand of his daughter, and Imam Ali kept on refusing. He kept on refusing until the time that Abdullah ibn Ja'far alayhi salam, he came and proposed it. Imam Ali alayhi salam accepted the proposal, and he put the condition in the aqd of Hazrat Zainab. Any condition can be put in the aqd, isn't it right? Shaykh Ansari rahmatullah alayhi in his book has mentioned any condition which is mubah and permissible Islamically, we are allowed to put in the Arabic sighatul aqd, and it becomes a shartun lazim, a binding condition. If you put it in the Arabic sigha, you know, you tell it to the alim whomsoever is reading your marriage formula, you tell it to him and you put any legitimate and permissible condition and he mentions in the Arabic formula, it becomes a binding condition Islamically. So we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam put a condition on Abdullah ibn Ja'far that when Hussein wants to depart, This daughter of mine will go with Hussain alayhi salam. And Abdullah ibn Ja'far alayhi salam accepted the condition. So because of that, Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam had the right to leave the city of Medina and leave the house of her husband without asking the husband. So we find that not just that, but Hazrat Zainab said from behind the curtain at the time of marriage to her dad that I have another condition, and that is I need to see my brother daily. Every single day of her life he used to meet with her brother. She never used to get separated from her brother. This is one of the signs and alamat of the hub and ishq of Hussain ibn Ali alayhi salam. Hub of Imam Hussain is an icon and a symbol of Islam. Didn't Rasulullah say, "Inna lil Hussain mahabbatan maknuna fi qulub al mu'mineen"? Certainly, Hussain has a hidden love in the heart of the believers. "Inna lil Hussain hararatan fi qulub al nas lan tabruda abada." Certainly, Hussain has a warmth in the heart of the people that will never be extinguished. So that never calm down. So Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam is at the peak of that love of Imam Hussain, which is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that this lady and her azamat has been documented in the books of, not only in the books of Maqatil, not only in the books of history, but also in the books of ahadith and narrations. Because the khutbah of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, yet she delivered in the darbar of the ruler of her time, we find in that khutbah has been narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas through Hazrat Zainab alayha salam. Let's keep in our mind that Hazrat Zainab's age at the time was approximately 5 years or 6 years. Isn't it right? And I have written down here intentionally the chain of narrators which Sheikh Saduq rahmatullah alayh has mentioned in his book. Haddasana Muhammad ibn Musa ibn al-Mutawakkil qala haddasana Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sa'dabadi an Ahmad ibn Abi Abdullah al-Barqi an Ismail ibn Mahran an Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari an Zainab bint Ali أنها قالت قالت فاطمة عليه السلام في خطبتها. This is how Sheikh Saduq starts the sanad of the khutbah of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. So we find the entire khutbah, which is not a short khutbah. If you look at the khutbah of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha in the darbar, is a very long khutbah. The whole khutbah is memorized by a daughter who is a 5 year old or a 6 year old, is memorizing the entire khutbah by listening to it once in her life. Without making a mistake, she is the one who is narrating the whole khutbah. This shows the azamat of the qalb of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. Please say salawat. The lady who has al-ilmul ladunni from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be like this. So she used to deliver the dars of tafsir in Kufa in the time of the khilafat of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam used to deliver the dars of tafsir, tafsirul Quran, for the ladies. And we find that she was talking about kaf ha ya ain saad, those hurufun muqatta'at of Quran which are related to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And when, please say salawat. And we find when Imam Ali alayhi salam sees her delivering the lesson, he talks about the fact that this, it belongs to the masaib that will come to you on the itrat of Ahl and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So we find this is the knowledge and the level of knowledge of Hazrat Zahra Zainab salamullah alayha. And we witness in the history that there has been a pattern that Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam was always supportive of her brother. So much that we find that once she asked Imam Ali alayhi salam that Ummu Ayman, has mentioned hadith from Rasulullah, and I want to hear it from you. And Amir Mumineen alayhi salam says, Al hadithu kama haddasatki Ummu Ayman. That means the narration is what Ummu Ayman has said to you. Ummu Ayman is one of the ladies of Jannat, and there we have confirmed hadith from Rasulullah that talks about the fact that she belongs to the paradise. She is one of those whom Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam used to trust in her life. So we find that's where Amir Mumineen tells her that, you know, as if I see you as a captive, and the ladies of Ahlul Haram, in other words, are captive in this city, and obviously you are afraid. And in that case, we find in the hadith that Imam Ali alayhi salam tells Hazrat Zainab that I swear to that Allah who has, you know, broken the grain, and Allah, and that on the face of earth at that time you would be the only people, you and your followers will be the only people who are beloved in the eyes of Allah. So they are the ones through which the haq would survive. They are the ones who are the mahbub in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that in the history we learn that Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam has been, when the time comes that Imam Hussein is migrating from Medina and departing his hometown, she comes to her husband Abdullah ibn Ja'far and she started to cry. She already had the right to leave without asking permission, but look at the ihtiram and adab and etiquettes. She comes to Abdullah ibn Ja'far alayhi salam and he says, La abkallahu laki. May Allah doesn't cause you to cry. What's the reason, in other words? And she says that, you know, that Imam Hussein is departing Medina, and I cannot live without that, in other words. So we find that Abdullah ibn Ja'far says to her that, Ya Aqilata Bani Hashim, do whatever you like to do. And he allows her openly to depart with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Abdullah ibn Abbas comes at that time and says, you know, that to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, if you have decided to leave the city of Medina, the ma ma'na hamluka hadhihi niswa. What's the meaning? Why are you taking with you all the ladies with you? And that's where we find Hazrat Zainab says from behind the khayma that you want the sister to get separated from the brother in the lifetime. So Hazrat Zainab never used to get separated from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Throughout her life, she was along with her brother. And when this qafila arrives in Karbala, that's where we also find that Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam said to her brother that this desert, this bayaban, has brought a fear. And Hazrat Zain and Imam Hussain alayhi salam replies, when I was going with my dad towards the Battle of Siffin, you know, which I'm paraphrasing all these narrations in my words, when I was going to with my dad towards the Battle of Siffin, my dad stopped in this place, the same place that we call Karbala. Imam Ali alayhi salam stopped at that place and he started to cry a lot. And Abdullah ibn Abbas was present there and he inquired. And Imam Ali said, if you knew, you would also have been crying. And that's where Imam Ali alayhi salam prayed 2 rakats of prayers. And then he slept for a while. And then he woke up and said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, that I saw in my dream that there are men coming wearing the white clothes and having the swords hanging in their necks. And they say, O Ahlul Bayt, do sabr on the masaib that will befall upon you. And as if I see my son Hussein drowned in the river of blood, and he's asking for help and no one is coming forward to help him and the istighatha. And then he turns to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and says that certainly what problems will fall upon you from Ali Abi Sufyan, the similar problems have fallen upon your dad as well. And then he asks Imam Hussein alayhi salam to do sabr. And Imam Hussein replies back to his dad, I know, I accepted, and I will do the sabrun jameel, the appreciated sabr. Sabr and Jameel in Islam is defined as if you do the sabr in a way that there is no complaint whatsoever against Allah and His qada and qadr and His decisions. Sometimes we are doing the sabr, but in deep down in the heart, we have a complaint. Why is this happening to me? Why is Allah doing that to me? I do so much charity work, I spend on the masjid, the Husayniyah, I do these good things in my life. Why is that happening to me? We have complaints, some of the people have complaints in their hearts about the qada and qadr of Allah. You never find a single person in the member of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam who had any complaint even in the heart towards the qada and qadr of Allah. So, that's what our Urafa say, when my son passes away, what is the reaction that I do? The first reaction is what counts. See, after a while, when lots of people show up, your relatives, your aqriba, your friends, they show up, they do condolences, ta'ziyat, tasliyat, isn't it right? And, you give your courage. Now, if you exercise sabr and patience, it's not that much big of a deal. Isn't it right? Almost everybody ends up doing the sabr at that time. Isn't it right? The first reaction that you do is what counts in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that defines the level of your ma'rifat towards Allah. If the first reaction is that I start complaining, isn't it right? Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing shikayat and shakwa and gila shikwa against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His decision, and then later on I do sabr. This is not counted, it doesn't show. This shows what level of ma'rifat do I belong. Prophet has said in his hadith, Man istarja'a indal musibate, jabarallahu musibatahu. See, when we read the Kalimatul Istirja, we call it to Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. This is called Kalimatul Istirja. When we say Kalimatul Istirja at the time of musibat, Prophet says, Jabarallahu musibatahu. Allah compensates for his musibat. Wa ahsana uqbahu. Allah makes his akhirah to be nice and good. Wa ja'ala lahu khalafan salihan yardahu. And Allah provides a lineage for him with whom he would be pleased. So we are supposed to do the Kalimatul Istirja. And this Kalimatul Istirja is the one that was recited by Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. First time in the history of humankind when Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar, the father-in-law of Hazrat Zainab, when he became shaheed in the Battle of Mauta, and the news reached Imam Ali alayhi salam, that's where first time in the history Amir al-Mu'mineen was the first person to read Kalimatul Istirja, and he said, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The ayat of Quran was not revealed yet. Let's be very clear. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ السَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi. This ayat of Quran was not revealed yet. Isn't it right? And Imam Ali salam is the first person who is reciting the Kalimatul Istirja. Isn't that a dalil that we believe that our Imams alayhi salam, less like the Anbiya alayhi salam, are born with the entire knowledge of Kitab and Quran? Please say salawat. An Imam is not converted into an imam. A prophet is not converted into a prophet at the time of Ba'sat. A prophet and imam are born with the ilmul kitab and born with the ismat and taharat of the qalb. So imams alayhi salam have the entire knowledge of books from the beginning. Imam Ali is reciting the ayat of Quran before the ayat is revealed on the qalb of Rasulullah. So we find that Kalimatul Istirja, now at that we find that Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam is told by Imam Hussein. So Imam Ali told him at that occasion, passing towards Battle of Siffin from Karbala, that's where Imam Ali told Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he accepted and he said, I would do Sabrun Jameel. Sabrun Jameel is a sabr which has no complaint at all, even in the heart. We have no heart feeling and complaint about the decisions of Allah. So we are radhi and pleased perfectly. Look at the level of ma'rifat of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha. Tonight I would like to talk about just her personality and the aspects of her personality. So we find when after the shahadat of Imam al-Mazlum Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam, Hazrat Zainab comes on the, you know, on the jasad of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and look at what she says. Look at what she says. You know, and he says, she says in her istighasa towards her holy prophet, Hada Husaynun murammalun biddima. This is Hussein who is drowned in the blood. Muqatta'ul a'dha. That means part of his body are broken into pieces. And wa banatuka sabaya. And your daughters are captives. Wa ilallahi al-mushtaka. And our complaint is towards Allah. So there are two different things in Islamic moral system. Ash-shakwa ilallah and shakwallah. That means complaining against God and complaining towards Allah. Complaining against God is not the sign of a mu'min. We never complain against God and His decisions. A mu'min never does that. We complain towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Zainab is doing. A shakwa ilallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not shakwallah. Not complaining against Him and His decisions. So we find that she is coming there. And then she says, Qatilu awladil baghaya. Hussein is killed on the hands of baghaya. The bad character women and prostitutes. Qatilu awladil baghaya. And then she says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana, Allahumma taqabbal minna hadha al-qurban. She said, taqabbal minna hadha al-qurban once, that accept from us this sacrifice. Look at the ma'rifat of Hazrat Zainab. She is presenting this sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of having any complaint. And when this qafila moves towards Kufa in the darbar of Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad la'natullahi alayh, we find and he's sarcastic and he says to Hazrat Zainab, Kaifa wajadti sun'allahi bi akhik? How did you find what Allah did towards your brother? Look at the ma'rifat of, again, the first reaction. Remember what I told you, what our urafa say. Whenever a musibat arrives, what's your first reaction towards Allah? This shows your level of ma'rifat. So look at what she says to Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, la'anatullah alayh. She says that, ma ra'aytu illa jameelan. I didn't see it except jameel and beautiful. That means this is the madhar of the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ma'rifat of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha. And we find that Hazrat Zainab is the one who has walayatun takweeniyya. She has the absolute power to show the miracle. You know, things are under her command. She can do whatever she wants to do. Because we have in our narrations that tell us when this qafila arrives in Kufa and they were in the bazaar of Kufa, people are standing, isn't it right? And they were crying over what happened over Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is another, you know, this is another shameful chapter in the history of Islam, that the same people of Kufa who had a share in the qatl of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and now they are standing and their family members are standing and crying. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, "Attanuhuna wa tabkuna min ajlina?" Are you people doing the nauha and buka for our sake? فَمَنْذَ الَّذِي قَتَلَنَا? Who else killed us? You are the one who killed us and now you are crying over us? And look at what Hazrat Umm Kulsoom, look at what Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam said. Hazrat Umm Kulsoom says in her statement that تَقْتُلُنَا رِجَالُكُمْ وَتَبْكِي عَلَيْنَا نِسَاؤُكُمْ. That means your men kill us and your women cry over us. Look at the hypocrisy of the people of Kufa in those days. So, and we find that what Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam says, Ya ahl al-khatl wal-ghadr, addressing the people of Kufa, O you who are the people of deception and rebellion, you are just like the one kallati naqadat ghazlaha min ba'di quwwatin ankatha. Now you are just like the woman who, you know, used to, there was a woman in time of Banu Israel who was to weave the cloth and then open it. Then again weave it, again open it. So you are basically destroying all what you have achieved for this, you know, in your life. You have destroyed it and you let it go in vain. This is how the people of Kufa are. They have damaged and destroyed all of their ibadat. And we find when before she starts delivering her khutbah, Sayyid ibn Taus has narrated about Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, that in that case, in that situation, there were people standing in the bazaar witnessing the family members of Rasulullah. How shameful is that, that the ladies of the haram of Rasulullah are passing by without the hijab, and these shameful people are standing there and they are watching the ladies of the household of the Holy Prophet, upon which the Quran is revealed on this household. And we find that there were animals standing, and there were, in those days they used to hang bells in the necks of the animals. And the bells were also ringing, and people were talking and speaking, and there was a lot of noise. When Hazrat Zainab wanted to start her khutbah, obviously every speaker requires silence. Isn't it right? Every speaker requires the audience to be, not to oppose what he or she is saying. Every speaker wants to see that the opponents are not objecting against what we are doing and saying. Isn't it right? In the case of Hazrat Zainab, you find all those things were not present. These are the opposites, these are the enemies, these are the killers of Imam Hussein and their family members who was present there. And she is delivering the khutbah with her shuja'at and courage. You find that when she delivers the khutbah, we find before that, Sayyid ibn Taus says, فَأَوْمَأَتْ بِيَدِهَا. She indicated with her hand, فَسَكَنَتِ الْأَدْرَاسِ وَارْتَدَّتِ الْأَنْفَاسِ. That means the breaths of the people got stuck in their throats, and the bells in the necks of the animals, they all got silent and stationary. This is the walayatun takwiniya of Hazrat Zainab, that without saying a word from her mouth, she can indicate with her hand and she can make sure that everyone becomes silent. This is the azmat of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayhi, peace say salawat. She's the trustworthy one in the eyes of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with whom the secrets are shared. She's the one with whom the secrets are shared. She's Mahramul Asrar for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So in the final moments, Sahabi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam comes to her and says to his beloved sister, you know, Ukhayya, itini bi sawbin atiq. لا يرغب فيه القوم أجعله تحت ثيابي. Atiq in Arabic means, we call the Holy Kaaba to be Atiq as well, Baytun Atiq. Isn't it right? Atiq in Arabic means كله قديم ونفيس. Everything which is valuable and old is called Atiq in Islam, in Arabic. So Imam Hussein says to his sister, Itini bisawbin atiq. He's referring to the cloth, to the shirt that was given to Hazrat Zainab by Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam. That shirt he's referring to. And Hazrat Zainab is the one who is carrying that amanat of Ahlul Bayt with her. And she's the one who now brings that shirt. And Hazrat Fatima did her wasiyat to Zainab alayhi salam. When Hussein comes to ask for the shirt, for, you know, then you kiss the neck of Hussein. Isn't the same neck which is so holy? Isn't it right? We have narrations that Imam Hussein Islam, when he used to enter into the dark room, the light from his forehead, there was a noor coming out from the forehead of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and there was a noor coming out from the neck of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that he didn't stand in need of any lamp in the room. The noor of his forehead and neck was enough to lit up the entire room. This is Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now Hazrat Zainab is fulfilling the wasiyat of her mother, kissing the neck of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein also fulfilled another wasiyat. He is now kissing the hands of Hazrat Zainab. The same hands where now very soon the ropes will be tied up. You know, because Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam already became shaheed. Now Imam Hussein is coming for the farewell with Hazrat Zainab and his family. So he's asking her, Zainab, itini bisawbin atiq aj'alhu tahta siyabi. Give me the atiq dress so I can put it under my clothes. لِأَلَّا أُجَرَّدَ بَعْدَ قَتْلِي. So I cannot be made naked, my body will not be bare and naked after my killing. Isn't it right? Now look at how Imam Hussein is arranging. But these ashqiya were so evil that they, even after that, they took away the cloth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They even took away the amama of Rasulullah, which was on the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They took away even the ring of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. And they had to cut the finger. And Imam, then they cut the finger of Imam Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. They took away the belt and izar band of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Look at the evilness of these ashqiya. So we find that she is the Mahramul Asrar. And now when Imam Hussein is departing, look at what Hazrat Zainab says. He says, Mahlan ya akhi, hatta atazawwad minka. That means Hazrat Zainab is asking her brother, "Then wait for a while to, so that I can see you properly. Main jeeb bhar ke aapka deedar kar sakun." Kitni mohabbat hai janab Zainab ko Imam Hussain alayhi salam ke sath, kitni mohabbat hai. Ab janab Zainab ne deedar kiya apne bhaiya ka, har lamhe har jagah pe sath diya, yahan tak ke mere maula vidai aakhir karke ab rukhsat ho rahe hain. विदाई आखिर करके रुखसत हो रहे हैं. तो जनाब ज़ैनब ने अपने भैया को कहीं भी अकेला नहीं छोड़ा. हर मरहले पे अपने भैया हुसैन का साथ दिया, चाहे वो कासिम की किसी शहादत का हंगाम हो, चाहे वो अबुल फजल अब्बास की शहादत का हंगाम हो, चाहे वो अली अकबर की शहादत का हंगाम हो, चाहे वो असहाब अभी शबे आशूर का हंगाम हो. रिवायत में है कि मेरी शहजादी शबे आशूर अबुल फजल अब्बास के खेमे में आती है ये देखने के लिए कि क्या तैयारियां हैं बनी हाशिम की. जहां अबुल फजल अब्बास बनी हाशिम को ये नसीहत कर रहे हैं कि हमें असहाब पे तकद्दुम हासिल करना है शहादत पेश करने में, वहां शहजादी ज़ैनब सुपरवाइज कर रही है, खेमे में तशरीफ ला रही है कैफियत को देखने के लिए क्या अजमत है इस खातून की. और शहजादी ज़ैनब आ रही है जनाब हबीब इब्न मज़ाहिर के खेमे में असहाब की कैफियत का मुलाहिजा करने के लिए, जहां हबीब ने मज़ाहिर असहाब से कह रहे हैं कि हमें बनी हाशिम पे कल तकद्दुम हासिल करना है. क्या शान है मेरी शहजादी की. यहां तक के जब मेरे मौला रवाना होते हैं और वो आखिरी हंगाम भी आया, रिवायत में है कि इमाम हुसैन जब आखिरी वक्त आता है तो शहजादी ज़ैनब वो वाहिद खातून है जो मैं मेरे मौला इमाम हुसैन के आखिरी वक्त तक आपके पास रही है. यहां तक कि सईद इब्ने ताऊस ने लिखा कि फवक्फा लियस्तरीहा साअतन, थोड़ी देर के लिए ठहर गए मेरे मौला ताकि इस्तराहत कर सके. जाहिर है कितने जख्म हैं मेरे मौला के बदन अकदस पर. बाज रिवायतों में है कि 1110 जख्म सिर्फ तलवारों के थे मेरे मौला इमाम हुसैन के बदन अकदस पे, न जाने कुल जख्म कितने होंगे. चुनांचे सब तमाम फौजे वापस पलटी है, इमाम मजलूम को चारों तरफ से घेर लिया. तो जिसके पास कोई नेजा है उसने नेजे से हमला शुरू किया, जिसके पास तलवार है उसने मौला पे तलवार से वार करना शुरू किया, और जिसके पास कुछ न था उसने पत्थर मारा इमाम मजलूम पे. फअसाबहु हजरुन अला जबहतिही, मौला की पेशानी अकदस में एक पत्थर लगा. फखरजत दम, खून जारी हो गया. फअखदस सौब लियमसहद दम अन जबहतिही, मौला ने कपड़े को लिया ताकि खून को पोंछ सके अपनी पेशानी से. और ये वो वक्त था जो सईद इब्ने ताऊस लिखते हैं, इज असाबहु सहमुन मस्मूमुन ज़ू सलासे शुअब. ये वो वक्त जब हरमला इब्ने काहिल लअनतुल्लाह अलैह ने तीरे से शोबा, जहर आलू तीरे से शोबा से मेरे मौला के कल्ब को निशाना बनाया. मौला की शुजात मुलाजा फरमाइए. फअखरज सहम मिन वराए ज़ाहिरिही, आपने अपनी पसे पुश से उस तीर को बाहर निकाला. फखरज दम कअन्नहु मीज़ाब, इस तरह से खून जारी हुआ जैसे कोई फव्वारा बहता है. और फिर आपने अल्लाह से ये कहा कि तू जानता है कि ये उसे कत्ल कर रहे हैं कि तेरे रसूल की बेटी का फर्जंद, उसके अलावा कोई और नहीं है, यानी मैं वाहिद फर्जंद फातिमा हूं जिसे कत्ल किया जा रहा है. चुनांचे मेरे मौला, उसके बाद साले नामी लईन ने मेरे मौला को नेजा मारा. रिवायत में उसके बाद पसे फरस के पुष्प ना रह सके, जुलजना को अंदाजा हुआ, अपने घुटनों को टेक दिया ताकि मेरे मौला का जिस्म अकदस आसानी से जमीन कर्बला पे आ सके. मगर ज़ादारो अभी तो जमीन कर्बला पे नहीं आया, अभी तो तीरों पे
معلق ہے, ابھی تو تیروں پہ معلق ہے. اور یہاں تک کہ سعادت اللہ شیخ جعفر شوستری نے نقل کیا کہ میرے مولا کئی مرتبہ چہرے کے بل زمین کربلا پہ گرے, کیونکہ بار بار سر اٹھا کے اہل حرم کی طرح دیکھ رہے ہیں. کہیں ایسا تو نہیں ہے کہ اشقیا بیبیوں پہ حملہ کرے. مولا کی غیرت یا گوارا نہیں ہوا کہ آپ کی زندگی میں اہل حرم پہ حملہ ہو. یا شیعہ آل ابی سفیان ان لم یکن لکم دین وکنتم لا تخافون المعاد فکونوا احرارا فی دنیاکم اقاتلکم وتقاتلونی فان النساء لیس علیہن جناح جیسا علیہن جناح. ابو سفیان کے پیروکار ہو, اگر تمہارا کوئی دین نہیں ہے میں تو اور تم روز آخرت سے نہیں ڈرتے ہو تو کم از کم آزاد مرد بنو, میں تمہارے ساتھ جنگ کر رہا ہوں, تم میرے ساتھ جنگ کر رہے ہو, خواتین کا کیا قصور ہے؟ چنانچہ میرے مولا کی غیرت سے گوارا نہیں ہوا, کئی مرتبہ چہرے کے بل زمین پہ گرے ہیں. اور یہاں تک کہ وہ وقت بھی آیا جہاں شفقت شہزادی زینب ہے جو بھیا کے کنارے موجود ہے, بھیا کے قریب تلہ زینبیہ پہ موجود ہے, فقط شہزادی زینب ہے جو دیکھ رہی ہے. اور سینے پہ وہ شمر و جالسن علی صدر ہی, شمر مولا کے سینے پہ بیٹھا ہے. آپ نے پڑھا ہوگا نا مرنے والے کے بارے میں کہا گیا ہے کہ اس کے سینے پہ کوئی وزن نہیں رکھنا چاہیے, مرنے والے کو تکلیف ہوتی ہے سینے پہ کوئی بوجھ نہیں ڈالنا چاہیے. یہاں شمر لعیر مولا کے سینے پہ سوار, آپ کی ریشے مبارک کو تھامے ہوئے پسے گردن سے ذبح کر رہا ہے. اور شہزادی زینب ہے جو تلہ زینبیہ پہ کھڑی ہے اور خاموش نہیں رہی ہے طاغوت کے سامنے, چپ نہیں رہی ظالم کے سامنے. آپ نے وہاں بھی افضل جہاد انجام دیا طاغوت کے سامنے. اے یقتل ابو عبداللہ وانت تنظر الیہ, عمر ابن سعد لعین کو مخاطب کر کے کہا ارے امام حسین قتل ہو رہے ہیں اور تو کھڑا دیکھ رہا ہے, یہ شہزادی زینب کی کیا عظمت ہے. یہاں تک کہ روایت میں ہے کہ عاشور کی عصر کے بعد جب شب کا ہنگام آتا ہے تو اب شہزادی زینب نے اس رات بھی میری شہزادی کی نماز شب قضا نہیں ہوئی, یعنی شب عاشور کے عاشور کا دن گزرنے کے بعد اس رات بھی شہزادی نے نماز شب ادا کی. یہاں تک کہ روایت میں ہے کہ ملائکت اللہ نے زینب کی خلقت کے اوپر تعجب کیا, کتنی عظیم خاتون ہے, اتنے مصائب جھیلنے کے بعد اس شان سے کھڑی ہے نماز شب ادا کر رہی ہے, آپ کی عبادت میں کوئی فرق نہیں آیا. یہاں تک کہ اب بچوں کو اکٹھا کرنا شروع کیا, یہ کام بھی شہزادی نے کیا, بچوں کو اکٹھا کر رہی ہے مگر سکینہ نظر نہیں آتی, حسین کے سینے پہ سونے والی سکینہ نظر نہیں آتی. اب چنانچہ مقتل کی طرف آگے بڑھتی ہے میری شہزادی سکینہ کو ڈھونڈنے کے لیے, دیکھا کہ سکینہ ایک سر کٹے لاشے کے سینے پہ سو رہی ہے, ایک سر کٹے لاشے کے سینے پہ لیٹی ہے. اب جو بڑھ کے سکینہ کو گود میں لیا, پوچھا بیٹا تم نے کیسے پہچانا یہ تمہارے بابا کا لاشا ہے؟ تو اب جناب سکینہ کہتی ہے میں تو بابا کہتی جا رہی تھی, اس لاشے سے آواز آئی الیا الیا یا بنیا, ارے میرے پاس آ جا میرے پاس آ بچی. اور یہاں تک کہ جب پانی آتا ہے روایت کے مطابق تو شہزادہ اب یہ اعلان ہوا کہ جو سب سے چھوٹا ہے پہلے اسے دیا جائے گا. اب جو شہزادی نے اب جو پانی جناب سکینہ کو دیا تو لے کے بڑی ہے مقتل کی جانب. پوچھا گیا کہاں جا رہی ہو تو جواب دیا آپ نے کہا ہے جو سب سے چھوٹا ہے پہلے اسے ملے گا, ارے میں علی اصغر کو دینے جا رہی ہوں.
الا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا اي منقلب ينقلبون.